This is Dave Fleming, Senior Leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. Welcome to Day 15, Week 3 of the Seeker's Challenge. This 21-day journey will help you deepen your spirituality, the place deep within you where you experience transcendence, and then allow that transcendence to evoke transformation in your life, making you a more wise and loving person as you move through your days. Last week in week 2, we looked at the second element of the seeker's way, find your guides. We saw that guides come in all kinds of forms, and we must be open to their arrival. We must know where we need guidance, approach that with a spirit of expectancy, allowing a guide in, but resisting at the same time so that a guide does not over-influence. And then we explored what it means when we become the guide and the qualities that are important as we reach to help another. And now in week 3, we'll forge our path. Now we see the entire cycle of the seeker's way. Lose your way, find your guides, and forge your path. And in a cyclical, circular nature, spiraling downward or upward, however you want to see it, we continue to move through these elements throughout our spiritual journey. This week, we're looking at forging our path, the path of spirituality. Like the cartographers of old in medieval times, we see a map that has a boundary that's been explored, and on the other side of that boundary, the territory that has not been explored, there's the phrase, "There be dragons," representing that we, when we forge a path, move into unknown territory. Like in week 1, we venture out to leave what's familiar, and now in week 3, we'll explore what it means to move into this new territory. There be dragons, but those dragons are not meant to scare us from moving onto the path, but remind us that forging an authentic spiritual journey has risk attached to it. There's risk, and we'll look at that risk and responsibility this week. We'll explore how to incorporate the spiritual traditions, the rich spiritual traditions of the world, without becoming entangled in unnecessary dogma and beliefs. And then we'll explore why practice makes authentic. Why spiritual practice is so important. We'll spend 2 days looking at spiritual practices. What a week ahead we've got as we forge our path on the seeker's way. This week is a week of exploration, of discovery, of moving into unfamiliar, new, and exciting territory. It's the adventure of finding our path as we reach to more deeply experience transcendence and transformation, a deep spirituality that enriches us and changes us so that we are more loving and wise throughout our days, throughout our life. I'm excited to explore week 3 with you. Take some time today to just celebrate that you are on this path, that you are alive, taking breath after breath, forging your path, deepening your spirituality. The week ahead is full of opportunity and possibility. Let's meet it with a spirit of expectancy. So again, welcome to week 3 of the Seeker's Challenge.